Sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Mar Yimarasi Sheyichyu and for Rav Yosef Tzvi Ben Ritzchak Yona, Bracha Batzlach Uchol Maseyada Puvuchol Anogin Malav, Rafuas Saralea Aschana, Rochaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegalea. In the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Vav Amid Beis, Gemara says that if you have a suffix b'chor and tukfo coin, and the coin attacks the person and takes it, ain motzi'in miyado. That's the Gemara suggests, and the Gemara asks, and Tosus asks there, in the middle of Tosus, v'halo habaylim yomru liten l'koin acher. Why is it that you don't take it away from the coin who attacked? So yeah, he's the Kohen, and the Bechor is going to the Kohen, but still, this guy could give it to someone else. And if he can give it to someone else, then what right does this specific Kohen have to take it? So okay, we understand that a Kohen has a right to take it, but why this Kohen? The Bechor is going to the Kohen. So, as Cohen says, all right, well, I'm a Cohen, so I'm going to take the Bechor. As Tosfos, what right do you have to take it? You can give it to another Cohen. Just Tosfos v'yesh lomar de makirei kehuna. It's talking about makirei kehuna. What does it mean, makirei kehuna? That a person is accustomed to giving it to a certain kohen, and therefore, if this kohen takes it, a kohen to whom he is accustomed to giving it to, he can keep it because he has the rights to take it because this person normally gives it to him. That's the sugya in Gittin and Daf Lamed. Makirei kehuna, that other people are meisiach das from this item that person normally gives to the kohen. Other kohanim are not expecting to get it, and therefore it's like it already belongs to the some level, or we'll say that the kohen has rights to it. The kohen who grabs it has rights to it, because he's makirei kehuna. So there's no kasha of the Bailam could give it to a different kohen. Not if it's makirei kehuna. Kirei kehuna, he's not giving it to any other kohen, he's giving it to this kohen. In the Sefer Tukfo Kohen, he says that Simon Hay, a whole Sefer on this sugya, that the Rif correctly paskins that if there's a teku about a certain shaila, Tfisa is effective. One can snatch it because there's a tzad that it really belongs to him. And even though Bibachor he paskins that Tfisa is not effective, Shiny Bechor is different than other Manas Kahuna. Why? Because the guy could give it to a different coin. If I owe you something and there's a teiku, there was an argument whether I owe it to you and there's a teiku, so you can grab it. But here, by Bechor, the Rif Paskin's Tfisa is no good. Why does the Rif Paskin the Tfisa is no good? Because the Bechor is different, and so to other Manas Kahuna, because he could give it to a different coin. So what right does this coin have to take it? The Tumim, in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Chafhei, writes that Lechor, if the Bechor should be Yado, is Karav L'malas L'shana, let's say he's towards the end of the year where you have to bring this Bechor to the Beis HaMikdash by the end of the year. And then at the end of the year, a Kohen of the Anshei Mishmar grabs him. So we should say that Ein Motzi'in Miyado. Because you can't say that I'm going to give it to a different Kohen, because the Rambam Paskins says the Tumim in the first parak of Bechoros that a Bechor is given to the Anshei Mishmar. And he also can't say it, I'm going to give it next week, because then it's going to be over on Baal Tachir, the year's going to be up. So it should be that at the end of the year, Ein Motzin Miyado, because he has no option of giving it to anybody else, one of the Anshei Mishmar, the group of Kohanim serving the Beis HaMikdash that week, can grab it. However, the Shach is still correct when he says that the Tfisa is not effective, because by a Suffolk Bechor, She'ein Oroi LaHakrava, we're talking here about a Suffolk Bechor. That's the whole argument. It's a Suffolk, so if he grabs it, can he grab it because it's only Suffolk Bechor? Might not really be a Bechor. So a Suffolk Bechor is not Roi LaHakrava. Why is a Suffolk Bechor not Roi LaHakrava? Because it's Chule in Bazara. It might not be a Bechor, and therefore it's going to be Chulin, unsanctified meat in the Beis HaMikdash, bring it as a carbon, that's a big no-no. So this guy can give it to any Kohen he wants, because it really can't be brought as a carbon. So normally the Anshei Mishmar could snatch it. But not if it's a Suffolk Bechor. If it's a Suffolk Bechor, it's Chulin Basara, and therefore he could give it to any Kohen he wants. Now that the Tumen brings from the Rambam in the first parak of Bechoros, that the Bechor is given to the Anshei HaMishmar, notes Hagon Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal in his Nosson Pirio, that he didn't find the Rambam said such a thing. In Adrab, the Rambam writes in Alacha Tesvav, Yerali Shabuchor Nosson Lechol Kohen Sheyirtse. So you don't have to give it to Anshei HaMishmar, give it to any Kohen he wants. And so writes the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yidches, Midas Bedas HaRambam. However, the Minchas Chinuch notes that, like the Tumim says, is in the Mashmos, the Rambam, in the first parak of Bikurim Halacha Yud, and this is Tumu, because the Rambam writes explicitly there in Halacha Hey, Umayne Chameshin Alchom Yerushalayim Chazeh B'Shok U'Buchor Behema Tahora, HaChameshi B'Yerushalayim Hem Kachim Kalam V'Afal Pi, Kein Ein Nosim El Zichrei Kuna, Shaharei La'Anshei HaMishmar Hem. So the Rambam is talking about what's eaten in Yerushalayim, including a Bechor Behema Tahora. And the Rambam writes, that's Kachim Kalim, but they're only given the Zichrei Kuhuna. Why? Because they belong to the Anshei HaMishmar. So it's Behedya, it's explicit that it is given to the Anshei HaMishmar. So it's a big kashi here, because the Rambam writes explicitly that in Hilchos Bechoros that the Bechor is given to any Kohen he wants, not dafka to the Anshei HaMishmar, and he says so is the Mashma from the Rambam in the first parak of Bikur Malacha Yud. The only problem is the Rambam writes explicitly there in Halacha Hey in Parak Aleph that the in Halacha Yud Dalid that it's given to the Anshei HaMishmar. So that's what apparently the Tumim is referring to. The Tumim is referring to the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yedalid, that it's given to the Anshei HaMishmar. Not that he writes Perek Aleph in Bechoros, just say Perek Aleph in Bikurim. And if that's true, then the Rambam is Soser himself. So this is a Pella, the Minchas Chinuch didn't notice this. Because the Minchas Chinuch noted the Rambam who says it's not given to the Anshei HaMishmar. But there's a Rambam like the Tumim brings, that it is given to the Anshei HaMishmar. So we want to know, is the Bechor given to the Anshei HaMishmar or not given to the Anshei HaMishmar? L'chora, it's a stir in the Rambam. Rambam in the Perek Vav, Mehilchos Erchin, Halacha Yedalid writes, and the Bechor can be given to any Kohen he wants. That's like the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Ubemis in the Yerushalmi and Chal and Perak Dalet Alech Adalet, it's Mavur Lahedya, that Bechoros and the Bikurim are given to the Anshei HaMishmar, and this is alluded to by Tosis and Chul and Dav Kaflam and Amit Beis Dibra Masl Minayin, and the Rambam brings it in the Perish of Mishnayis, Perak Dalet and Vchala Hala Mishnah Tes, Ayin Sham. In fact, the Chazon Ish and Shabbos, Simen Memdal, Tzivkan Dalet, notes these stiras, that we have a source that it's given to any Kohen he wants. We have other sources that it's given Dafka to the Anshei HaMishmar. So the Chazon Ish notes this. So Ayin Sham, Shabbos Simen Memdal, Tzivkan Dalet, and Warren, or also in the Chazon Ish and the Rambam in Perek Vav of Erchin, Halacha Yedalet. The Shach also writes in the Sefer Tukfo Kohen that even if we say that this Safik Bechor is talking about Makirei Kuhuna, like Tosfos says, that it's talking about a Kohen that you know, and therefore Magia Lo, all the other Kohen are Mesiach Das from it, and therefore it's coming to him. Nevertheless, we can say that Dafka over there, Motzi in Miyado, that Tfisa is not effective, as many Rishonim hold. Dafka there, do you take it away from him? Why? Dikaven shekodim shetakfo afilu hayavadei b'chor hayabal yachal litna l'kol kohen sheyirtzeh. Before he attacks him and takes it, even if it was a vadei b'chor, the Baal could give it to any kohen he wants, and therefore when he kitakfo kohen b'safek motzin miyado. And therefore, if takfo kohen b'safek, if we're not sure if it's a b'chor or not, you take it away from him. V'lo makirei kuhuna el sheragi litna l'avroi litna l'makirei kuhuna. So it says Makirei Kuhuna because he normally gives it to them, and it's right he gives to them. But nevertheless, we're going to take it away. Now, before he gives it, he can give it to whoever he wants. But if the Makirei Kuhuna comes and attacks, we're Motzi in Miyado, because the Baal could have given it to whoever he wanted. Therefore, if he's tokef b'safek, motzi in miyado. So this shach is very difficult to understand. To say that by makirei kuhuna, if takfo kohen motzi in miyado. Why? Because Tos writes in Bava Basra on Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, the Roman Skel Hacha, that b'chol duchta avid makirei kuhuna muchzak. Makirei kuhuna have a din of muchzak in this item. Because it's a matana mu'etas, vaser lachzer bo, vafil dvarim ba'alma, it's a small matana, you're not allowed to retract. Va'afal pishin ratza lachzer, yochal lachzer, v'kol kol kamet lo hadra, havi kim muchzak, even though the person can retract. If he doesn't, the makirei kuhuna are considered muchzak, so it's the morachin gidna daf lamed amal alf, so we see that even though his chazar is effective with yevet, nevertheless, he's doing an iser where he, when he retracts, parenthetically, the Ritva and Makas Beis Amid Aleph writes that by Makirei Kuhuna there's no shibud of the Kohen on this item, but nevertheless there's still a mitzvah of an Nesina. So again, you see from Tosis that there's an Isser when you retract and you don't give it to the Makirei Kuhuna. So according to this, how is it possible to say that Takfa Kohen Motzi in Miyado, even by Makirei Kuhuna, if this is true, then Beis Din is going to help the Bailim be over on the Isser of Chazara b'matana muetis. This is, he's normally gives it to this Kohen and now he's retracting, so that's a no-no. So how's the Beis Din going to help him? How's Motzin Miyado? He's over on Hein Tzedek and Hein Shachat Siyad Tzedek, like we see in Bav Metzia Mem Tes Amid Aleph. So it's true that if he wants to retract Ein Kofen Oso L'Kaim Dvaro, nevertheless, how does the Beis Din take it away from the Kohen? That if it was a Bechor Vadai, he'd be over on an Isser Vadai. Now that it's a Safik Bechor, he's over on a Safik Isser, and how's Beis Din Machilo Isser B'Yadayim? It's very difficult to say, like the Shach says, that if it's a Makirei Kuhuna, Motzi in Miyado, and the Tshuva and the Chasim Sofer, and Yoredeh and Simon Reish Mamalef, he writes that if it's a Safik Isser Daraisa, Lahachmir, Makano Sanchi Yasir, Misafik Isser, if it's a Safik Isser Daraisa, Lahachmir, we're not sure if it's an Isser Daraisa, but you have to be Machmir, we give the guy Makis until he removes himself from this suffix, Isser. Ayin Sham, the Chasim Sofer, Yoredeh, Reish Mem Aleph, and the Chidushim of the Chasim Sofer, and Shabbos 135b, and he says that if a person eats suffix matzah, we give him makos until he eats a vaday matzah. Ayin B'tshuva Sagon, Menachem Zemban, the Sefer Gora Yehudin, Simen Chesos, Chai. who discusses this. Agav, Rav Nassin is Ma'orer, and what he saw in the Minchas Pitim of Rav Meir Arik in Yaradan, Simon Beis, Sif Hei, who writes, and that it says in the Gemara, that if someone says, Lulav Eini Noto, Makanot, Sachetese Navsha, Viapale Mo, Dehechi Tochin, Lahogok Shinam Kaim Mitzesse. How's it possible? What is Makanot, Sachetese Navsha? How do you hit the guy for Mitzesse, Achetese Navsha? So he says, Ad she teitzei nafsho is ad v'lo ad b'chlal, not including teitzei nafsho, until that point, but no more. I ain't say from minchas chinuch sof mitzvaches. And then afterwards he says, I saw in the Meshoviv Nesivas written by the Ktzos and Simon Gimel, who understands this Kipshuto, in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubas Pevov Amin Aleph, in the name of the Tamidei Hari. They say, in other words, it's not like Malchus that you give him 39, there's no Shir Yadua. Nevertheless, Yimamish don't kill him, you just Machlish Kocho, and that's like the Minchas Pitim, that's like Rav Meir Arik. So we have the Ktsos. It's not like Rav Meir Arik, but we have a Shita Mekubetzes, which is like Rav Meir Arik, Machlishim Kocho. We don't Mamish, doesn't say exactly. Rav Meir Arik says, Ad V'lo Ad V'chlel. And he says, a word of Machlishim Kocho, the Shita Mekubetzes, you weaken him. So that's just talking about the Hakah, because we already got onto the topic. Now, we also have to be ma'ayin. Rashi writes in Gidna Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and the reason of Makirei Kahuna, that's because the reason that it's that they're muhzak is because Shar Kohanim aschi da tayu minei. Other Kohanim are mesiach das from this. Other Kohanim don't expect to get it, and therefore this Kohen is the one who's supposed to get it. He's muhzak, like Son Tosis explains the base of Ephraim and Yeridan Simit Samech Vav. That is Yotze Mitzvah Nesina, Hainu Mishum the Truma Havikinyan Hashavet, because Truma belongs to the whole tribe, just the Schus Biad Bailim to give it to whoever he wants, and therefore nobody can make a specific Tviya on it. But Makire Kohuna, since all the other Kohanim had Yeush from it, they despaired of getting it, and all that's left is the Kohen that's Makir him, and Mela, the Kohen is Koine without any Kinyan. You hear that? The Kohen could be Koine without any Kinyan, says the Beis Ephraim. Because other Kohanim are Messiahish, it's coming, Magia, to call Hashavet, it's coming to the whole tribe. But since the other Kohanim are Messiahish from it, they despair of getting it because he normally gives it to a specific Kohen. Mimela, he's Kona, this Kohen is Kohen, Kona without any Kinyan. Look in the Shari Tshuva, also on Tavkuf Chav Zayin, Sifyad Bey is in the name of the Ganamel. So according to this, it's Pashut, that according to Rashi, he cannot retract if it's Makirei Kahuna, because, as the Beis Ephraim explains, Kfar Kano Kohen, the Kohen already acquired it. And that we see in Bav Metzia, Yisrael Shamar Leben Levi, Kora Meiser Yeshli, Bilchabiyadi, Debenasna Leben Levi, Acher, Eno, Alav, Ela Taromes, Hare Diyucho Lachzor, Ela Deloy Koshemidi, Dohasim Lav Makirei Kahuna Kai, really, Yisrael Eftich Leben Levi, Pamazos Liten Loz Meiser. So, Zokted Bob Mitzi and the Gemara Mem Tesam and Aleph, that if Yisrael says to a Ben Levi, I'm going to give you Meiser, and then he gives it to another Ben Levi, so it doesn't it's not coming to the first Ben Levi. Why? All he has is a shtickle taromis. He has a complaint, but he can retract. So how does the shtim with the union of Makirei Kahuna, where according to Rashi he can retract, and the answer is that there's a different vort, that here by the Ben Levi, he just promised him. So if he retracts, it's a bad thing to do. But it does. He was never really kone it. But here, by Makirei Kahuna, where the other corner may see das, so it's like he's kone. And Memela, there he cannot retract. And if that's true, it's very hard to say what the Shach says. That the Shach says that even if we're talking about Makirei Kahuna, nevertheless, Motzin Miyado. Why Motzin Miyado? Why, if the Makirei Kahuna attacks him and takes it, is Motzin Miyado? He has to give it to him. He doesn't even have to make a kinyan. It's Magiyalo. He deserves it. It's coming to him. All the other Kohanim Meisiach Das. So Mehechi Teisim Motzin Miyado. So that's the Shach who says that the Makirei Kahuna Motzin Miyado is very, very hard to understand. And please God, I'd like in the next shiur, in this topic, I'd like to go into the inyan of what the Beis Ephraim said, that Shrim is Kinyan Hashavet. There's a lot of great Torah around this issue. So we ask that God, in His great mercy, gives us life and hope. and Simchas Chaim and Al Legit Zachen. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.